And she is here with us today, Tina Kumarianis. Good morning to you, Tina.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Great. The weekend was good, yes?
It was excellent. Yeah, really, really lovely. Can I just, while we're talking about the weekend on Friday, can I mention that I'm at Centra in Rathdrum between 11 and 1 collecting for the Irish Hospice Foundation. They're there on Friday and Saturday, but I'm there between 11 and 1, and I'd love to see you with your pennies in your pocket, and I'd love you to give them to me, or pound notes, or euros,
okay,
or anything.
So when in Centra?
I'm there between 11 and 1 on Friday.
On Friday.
But I think there are people there all day Friday and Saturday.
Brilliant, okay.
Thank you.
I was watching out for you at the royal festivities over the weekend.
I know. I had a slight cold. I couldn't make it.
Yes, you comforted Mom herself, because she was indisposed on some
occasions. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Tina's here to answer your questions and see what's the best way forward. Here's the first one. Well, walk away is the question mark. I've been dating a man who is going through his divorce. He has been separated for the last 3 years. The problem is, he won't commit to me. I'm in my 30s and told him at the beginning I was looking for a long-term relationship, and of course time is moving on. We have arguments and end up splitting up, but then we miss each other and I always go back. I have never been married or had children. How can I get him to commit to marriage?
You know, I do feel sorry for you. You're going to have to approach this very calmly, no arguments or shouting, just facts. That you want to resolve this for once and for all, that you're very sorry for what he's going through, but you have to consider your own happiness going forward. Otherwise, you're on a never-ending merry-go-round together, never getting anywhere. I can actually see this from both parties' points of view. Time is marching on for you. You've never been married, possibly want children, etc., which is perfectly normal and acceptable. But, on the other hand, this guy is dealing with what may be a very messy divorce, with carving up of all his worldly goods, arguments with his ex, etc. And then he comes home to you for more of the same. That is hardly the stuff dreams are made of, and it's not very enticing for either of you. You know, and that is so difficult for both of you. Of course, on the other hand, he may be using his divorce as a stalling mechanism not to commit completely to you. He likes or loves your company, but certainly is not ready to commit wholly to someone while he's still tied, whether physically, mentally, or emotionally, to another woman. Also, it's tricky and risky dating someone who is going through or just out of a divorce or long-term relationship, as this is baggage they may be carrying, so you have to treat them carefully and expect highs and lows. And do you really need that when there seems little commitment on his side? They say whoever comes along just after a breakup of a marriage or long-term relationship, it usually doesn't last, whether because of fear of committing again or that person wanting to get back out to test the scene to see what they've been missing. So again, very calmly and quietly explain to him that although you have perfectly understand what he's going through a lot, you personally have invested a lot in your relationship with him, and you have now got to think of yourself first, as you don't see an acceptable conclusion to your situation together anytime soon. You're going to make a break and see where it goes, because you have to move forward with your life. Time is marching on. If in time he finds himself free and willing to make that commitment to you, and you are still available, you would be happy to have a chat with him to see where you're both at in life. But in the meantime, you wish him all the best for his future. You see, the thing is, up till now, he hasn't had to make that final decision, because you always, always go back, and he hasn't seen you dating anyone else. It might just be the push he needs to make that final decision. But, personally, I wouldn't settle for anything less than he was besotted with me and would do anything to keep me. If I had to try this hard, I believe I would look elsewhere to a more devoted partner. Mm. You know, I can see both sides. It's very difficult, yeah, going.
He'll receive that, no matter how calmly it is, and you've expressed it, and it's all reasonable and logical and calm. But it's pressure.
It is pressure, you see, and I cannot tell you, I've been through a divorce, so I know it's not a walk in the park, you know, the good days, bad days, but you've got to make allowances. The thing is, sadly, you've met the wrong person at the wrong time, because he is going through a very difficult time and you are wanting to make him to make a commitment. Geez, he's not out of one marriage and you're looking for him to do it again. It's a risky business.
It's Tina Kumarianis, asktinak@gmail.com. I've always wanted to live in a faraway country with a different culture and have recently been offered a job, but I'm starting to think, do I really want to leave my family and friends? I know I need the money, and hopefully it would be exciting, but this has happened so suddenly. What do you think?
And funnily enough, this came in during the week, but do you remember, Declan, we had a similar one with an air hostess, a girl who'd been offered a job with some airline a couple of months back. Firstly, this hasn't happened suddenly. When you apply for a job, if the company is well run, you usually get a response one way or the other to say whether you've been successful, and it certainly doesn't take months or years. If you're ever going to live abroad, now would be a good time to do it. And by the way, congratulations on getting the job. I don't know how many people went for it, but you've done well. You're still young and it would be an adventure. And they are, what I didn't put in the question was, they are offering accommodation with this job. So, I mean, your accommodation is looked after. The fact that you applied for the job and it's been something you've always wanted to do is reason enough to live your dream. Remember, careful shopping for flights and booking well in advance should put paid to any worries about not seeing your family or friends. Also, it's lovely for them to visit another interesting country they may never have considered visiting for holidays. And the lovely thing about this is, if you don't like it, you can always come home. It doesn't have to be forever. It's not a prison sentence. Go out, see how you do. If you hate it, come home.
Okay, do you not have to cut off ties and things like that? Oh, you can pick
not
them up again.
Not at all. Pick them up again. No, yeah. It's an adventure.
Yeah, exactly. All right, another one here, Tina. I had a very close friend in my last job, but towards the end of my time there, I saw a much nastier side to her. She actually became quite vicious to other work colleagues. Now that we're not working together and seeing each other every day, I haven't kept in touch with her. Now that we're not working together and seeing each other every day, I haven't kept in touch with her so much, which I'm very happy about. However, she's still insisting that we keep as close as we once were. I'm frightened that by trying to get rid of her, she'll turn really nasty on me. Any ideas on how I can keep my distance without being rude?
Well, you can't distance her a little, and you cannot inflict her on your new work friends and colleagues. Plus, it sounds like you really need a break from her. I wonder what changed in her life that suddenly turned her feral. Could it be a broken relationship, a lost promotion at work, the menopause? I don't know. I don't know how old she is, but something has obviously happened that has turned her so nasty. Now, you know, as I say, something had to trigger such a sudden change. Or was it just that as you saw light at the end of the tunnel with this new job, your eyes were suddenly opened to what she was always like? And like a child in the schoolyard, you'd kept your head down and to protect yourself over the time you were with her. You know, kids do that and people do that. As long as she's not picking on me, I'll just, you know, keep the head down. Really, do you ever want to see this person again? And if so, why? She is obviously disliked by the people in your previous workplace and feels she has more control over you, which of course she does, otherwise you wouldn't be writing to me. This is the perfect opportunity for you to escape Medusa for once and for all, quickly and quietly. If you include her in your new life, like a bad divorce with kids, she's always going to be there. So be brave and cut loose now and forget about whether she likes it or not, because it's you or her. And, you know, what are you doing? Just cut her loose, say, listen, I'm up to my new job, blah, blah, blah. No, you don't need her hanging off you. No.
No, and there'll be more baggage.
Oh, God, yes, yes. And she'd get nasty and jealous if she saw you getting on well with your new work colleagues.
One more here. It's asktinak@gmail.com. Tina Kumarianis. Here's one. I've been seeing a guy casually for a few weeks now. We are certainly not an item, and it's all very relaxed, which suits me perfectly as I enjoy his company. But I do not have time for a full-time relationship. However, his birthday is next month, and I'm totally clueless as to whether I should get him a present or not. If I do, will he think that I want to make the relationship official or serious? If I don't, does it mean he'll think I'm not interested? Please help me. And of course, is when she decides on whether she's going to give a present, say then you say what size of present, because there's so much to be written into that. So what answer are you giving here?
I tell you what I'm giving. Are you trying to kid yourself or me when you say you don't have time for this relationship? You're planning a month ahead for a birthday present for this guy and are concerned enough about his impression of you to write to a problem page. I think there's a lot of feelings there. I think you're only kidding yourself. I think you're lying. Anyway, since he appears to be treating the whole thing casually and you don't want him to think that you're totally over the top or uninterested, think of his background, work or hobbies and buy something fun and inexpensive. So you don't look like a fool for splashing out, but clearly think enough of him to have taken notice of his work and hobbies and to let him know that you remembered his birthday. You do care, but without overdoing it. And listen, I just have to say, I'm sorry about my voice, but since I had COVID in February, I've got this croaky old voice and it's nasty and I'm not happy.
Oh, Tina, can we do anything for you?
I don't think so. Listen, I'm trying everything, but so far, if anyone has any ideas of how to get rid of this croaky voice, give me a shout. I'm trying Manuka honey in the works, but yeah, nothing's working.
It's one of the after effects that I've heard some people have.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it.
That's it for today. All those people sorted. And in fact, a texter says here, good morning, Declan. Tina is such a good slot. You're a good slot.
Did you know?
Have you ever been called a good slot before?
No.
Tina is such a good slot.
Slot, maybe, but not a slot. Listen, thank you so much for writing in. That's made my day.
Well, Annie, this texter says you should be on more often.
Thank you. You're very kind.
You've given great advice. Well, there's enough problems out there for Tina to sort out anyway. She'll be back with more next week.
Thanks so much.
And it's 11 to 1 in Centra on...
Friday.
Friday.
But they're there Friday and Saturday, but I'm there on Friday and I want your money.